The season celebrations are in full swing, so why not make it a Wisconsin classical party? This hour, we're invited to one of the biggest, the annual Holiday Pops concert from the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. In 2015, guest conductor Jeff Tysick was on the podium in Eline Hall and kicked things off with some of his own arrangements, including the Little Bolero, Drummer Boy, and a Hanukkah suite of five traditional melodies. Next, the Milwaukee Handbell Ensemble, under the direction of Dr. John Benke, rang out a medley of carols where bells are prominently featured, such as Ding Dong Merrily on High and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Our Milwaukee musicians transformed themselves into the Trans-Siberian Orchestra for Paul O'Neill and Robert Kinkle's Christmas Eve Sarajevo, which weaves together God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and the Ukrainian Carol of the Bells. The first half of our concert closes with a Mannheim Steamroller gift, the Chip Davis and Calvin Custer arrangement of Silent Night. Decking our halls with his Christmas overture, here is conductor Jeff Tysick and the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
With the Mannheim Steamroller arrangement of Silent Night, guest conductor Jeff Tyzek closes out the first half of this Milwaukee Symphony Holiday Pops concert. In just a moment, we'll hear a beloved Christmas poem with orchestral accompaniment and sing along with the Milwaukee Symphony Chorus. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dotter and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now, dash away, dash away, dash away all! As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So, up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose, giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all, ho ho ho, to all a good night."
Wrapping up this holiday present with Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, guest conductor Jeff Tyzek and the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra gave us a very merry send-off to this Holiday Pops concert. Milwaukee radio veteran Jim LaBelle narrated The Night Before Christmas, and the Milwaukee Symphony Chorus and Milwaukee Handbell Ensemble joined in on all the carols. Jeremy Tews was the Eline Hall recording engineer for this December 2015 performance. Wisconsin classical musicians everywhere take a great deal of joy in knowing that you've made them part of your season celebrations and look forward to sharing more concerts in the new year. I'm Lori Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.